Welcome to FCDA Economic Spotlight. This program is designed to educate and inform listeners about Franklin County Development Association, their members and supporters. In addition to being heard each Thursday on 104.9 KLMJ, FCDA Economic Spotlight can also be found as a podcast at radioonthego.com. With today's Economic Spotlight, here's FCDA Director Mary Amsbaugh.
Hi, thank you for joining us. Today I'm meeting with Aaron Becker. Aaron, we met a few weeks ago. I think it was a few weeks ago. It's kind of hard to tell when time flies like it does, but you were talking about you needed signatures to bring something to a vote. Do you want to remind us of what that was?
Yes. Hi, Mary. Thanks for having me. Yeah, a few weeks ago, we were talking about our master facilities planning that we we're doing in the Hampton-Dumont Community School District. And one of the things that we were discussing was our phase two of our facilities planning, which is asking for community support for a general obligation bond, which was in the dollar figure of $17 million. And so throughout the last few weeks, we have been making our petitions available at activities, different events, volleyball games, football games. We've had many people taking them door to door to talk to people about our master facilities planning, but then just any other opportunity, such as meeting with Rotary, Farm Bureau, Kiwanis, things like that, all of those different community organizations, any way that we could possibly get our word out that we're attempting to get some community support for this general obligation bond. But before it's able to go to an election, we first had to get the necessary amount of signatures, and we needed a minimum of 470 signatures, which represented 25% of the voters from our last school election. And so on Monday night, we had a board meeting and we presented the necessary amount of valid signatures that would allow us to pass a resolution at the board level that would then in turn allow us to take that information to the county auditor to get this decision for a general obligation bond on the ballot for November 7th, 2023 election.
So the ballot November election will be for phase two, correct?
That is correct.
So what was phase one?
So phase one, we talked a lot with our community groups. Phase one had to do with our, what people better know it as, the state penny or state sales tax, but it's also in school education, it's called the SAVE Fund, and that is the what it stands for, Secure and Advanced Vision for Education. And so in March of 2023, we held an election that allowed us to extend our state sales tax money out that we were able to borrow against it from what we were going to get all the way out to 2050. And so those dollars are now available to us, and that's going to be in the range of $13 million. And so all of the necessary phase one deadlines, we've met those deadlines and all of those rules and requirements. So those dollars are now available to us, and we're in the design phase, working with architects to plan out all of the different spaces that we'd like to renovate or that we're going to be building new. And so one of our next steps is actually next week we will be interviewing construction managers to see who we will be bringing on at the board level to collaborate with the architect. And then from there, that's when we'll start really getting into more of the design and getting ready to set some timelines, but then also getting packages ready for bid. So some of the things that will be identified in that phase one as far as projects will be another competition gym at the high school. And this would become our main competition gym. We would still have our current gym. We'd use that as a practice facility. So that way we could relieve some of the pressure of knowing when we can have practices for our own kids, but also for community to possibly use it for tournaments, those types of things. And it would just be really nice to have those on the same campus. Another thing would be renovations of classrooms for science, art, culinary arts, special education, and then also renovating some of our locker rooms. That's at the high school, but then also at the elementaries, we're talking about safe and secure entries. And currently, we need to do some upgrades at Northside and Southside in those areas. So those will be some of the main focus areas of phase one.
All right, so then this will come to vote in November, and then if you get the go-ahead through the vote, then you will start the next phase.
Yep, right? That is correct. And before even the election, one thing that's going to be important that I would like to share with listeners is that phase two, dealing with the general obligation bond, is that we are going to be planning to have some public meetings in Hampton and also in Dumont to allow anybody that's interested to come see what we're planning, to learn some more information, but to definitely ask questions of what this general obligation bond means for them as a community member here.
And where will they find out when they're going to be and what time and place?
So that is something that's still in the works at the moment, but I would say in the next week or so, we should be able to have that information ready of when those meetings will be. We just have to lock in a time frame when architects and financial experts, but then also board members can be present, and then a facility also that would hold hopefully a large amount of people that would be able to come and see what we're thinking about.
So more to come on that.
Correct.
And where will they find that information and where it's going to be?
So once we get that settled, we'll post it on our school website, but also our social medias. We'll get it into the newspaper, any media possible, but also we'll run it through the radio station here too. So we want to be able to make sure that this is accessible to as many people as possible.
Perfect. Sounds great. Now, I know that's got to take a ton of time, but I know that's not all you're doing. What else happened at the board meeting on Monday? Anything exciting that we would like to share?
Well, definitely we would like to share that we're talking about partnerships with NIAC and a career academy that would be hopefully centered here in Hampton, and that I think some details are still being worked out with NIAC, but it's something that I've been talking with the Franklin County Development Association groups too, just for interest level, because this is something that we feel not only helps our high school students, but also we hope that it can help community business partnerships, being able to grow our own here in these area communities. And what we're looking at within this career academy, a couple strands that we've been talking about, is a construction strand, an industrial tech strand, and a healthcare strand. But within this career academy, students would be able to earn high school credit, but they'll also be able to earn college credit within those areas. So hopefully once these programs are done, it could foster some more interest in these skilled maintenance areas, but also the healthcare areas too.
And we touched base on that, I think it was last week or maybe the week before. Like I said, time flies by for me, but we talked a little bit about that on the FCDA Economic Spotlight a few weeks ago, and I'm actually going to have Steve Schultz here. He will be meeting with us on the next show next Thursday and talk about the Career Academy and a few other things that are going on with NIAC. So that's all super exciting. I'm excited. It's from Franklin County. It's going to benefit Belmont Kelemy Schools, Hampton mm-hmm. Dumont, and the West Fork School District. So great things coming.
Correct. And it was great to be able to have Dr. Schultz come visit us at the board meeting on Monday night to give that personal touch to hear some of the plans that we've been talking about. I think it's been a conversation that's been happening for a couple years, but now it's really gaining traction to see when and where it can happen.
That sounds great. And we'll talk more about that next week.
That sounds great.
Aaron, thanks for joining me.
Mary, thanks for having me, as always.
You've been listening to FCDA Economic Spotlight, heard each Thursday on 104.9 KLMJ and available as a podcast at radioonthego.com. Franklin County Development Association thanks the following entities for sponsoring this program through their investment in FCDA: the Franklin County Supervisors, City of Hampton, and the Franklin County Rural Electric Cooperative. Learn more about doing business in Franklin County by visiting franklincountyiowa.com.